Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. In addition to all the frustrations of the past several weeks, there has also been a lot of creativity as people figure out how to spend their time, as families find themselves together, and as friends discover new ways of connecting. Recently, such stories have been the focus of a new program entitled Some Good News. Perhaps you've seen it. It's John Krasinski. Jim from The Office is hosting this weekly program, which features happy stories, virtual proms, and good news stories for troubling times. Thus the name, Some Good News. That good news is not unrelated to the good news, the story that continues to unfold over these weeks. The story that is at the heart of all of creation, namely Christ's final victory over death, his resurrection. And my friends, that is the good news. While we pray that there be no more deaths from coronavirus, no more sickness, the fact of the matter is we're all going to die. Hopefully not by coronavirus, but we will all die, which is why the resurrection of Jesus Christ, his walk out of the grave, is the good news. So far, this Easter, we've seen the empty tomb, we've seen the risen Christ, we've seen his continued interest and love for his disappointing disciples. And as we begin this fourth week, we arrive at what is commonly referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. We call it that because every year we read from John 10, which is the chapter of the Good Shepherd. But interestingly enough, in this Mass, we never hear that name. Jesus is not referred to as the Good Shepherd. Our gospel stops just short of Jesus saying that. It ends at verse 10, and it's only at verse 11 that Jesus identifies himself as good. We have heard Psalm 23, and which is all about the shepherd. We've heard in our opening prayer about the shepherd, but he's never called good. Rather, he's called brave. And I'd like to read again the opening prayer of today's Mass. It's one of my favorites. We prayed, lead us to a share in the joy of heaven so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before. Isn't that beautiful? So a word today on bravery, on courage, and fortitude. Most of us will recognize this as a gift of the Holy Spirit, and it is, but it is also a cardinal virtue, the definition of which means courage is that which ensures firmness in difficulty, constancy in doing the good. Firmness in difficulty and constancy in doing the good. And man, was that gift ever needed in those Easter days? Remember, there were no lilies, no alleluias at the first Easter. And more than knowledge of Christ, more than the excitement and the zeal of seeing him, these disciples needed courage to go forth. They lived in dangerous times. The times were the same they were as when Jesus lived, and the same people that killed Jesus were still around. And what was needed was this virtue of courage. Jesus in today's gospel is presented as that brave shepherd. We hear of references to danger, to wolves, to robbers, strangers, and thieves, all in today's reading. We hear of the sheepfold And two times, Jesus identifies himself as the gate. Oftentimes, when we hear the word gate, things like security, defense, protection come to mind. What do you think about when you hear the word gate? What do you envision? I remember one rectory that I lived in had a big gate. In fact, it was quite tall and it had barbed razor wire on top of it. It was alarmed and it had a control that opened and closed the gate. Here, Jesus is identified. He identifies himself as the gate. Certainly protecting us and secure. But what does he look like? And Easter shows us loud and clear. Jesus is the wounded one who has been raised. Jesus is the one who has invited us to take shelter, to touch his wounds, his pierced side. He's the one who knows us by name, inside and out. I remember living in that rectory one night. The gate didn't do its job. And someone got stabbed in the parish hall. So much for that gate with all its wire. Jesus himself, the risen Lord, the stabbed one who is now victorious and whose wounds give us hope. My friends, he is the gate, and he is calling each and every one of us to know him, to be known by him. He is the brave shepherd. And this image comes at a most wonderful time. As we get ready to talk about reopening, we're discovering there's lots of fear. What's it going to look like? This week, we talked to a lot of parishioners who aren't sure if they're going to come back. If they do, how do they come back? Do they wear masks? Do they wear gloves? How do we go out? How do we come forth? The apostles must have thought the same. And courageously, confidently, with wisdom, they went forth. And the risen Lord led the way. He taught them the way. And he formed himself in them. He was the gate. My friends, as we think of Jesus as the gate, as we think of him as the brave one, the victorious one, it's appropriate that we do so in this month of May. Because it was of Mary that Jesus was formed. It was in Mary that his bones came about, that his body happened, that his brains were formed. He had her DNA. The incarnation happened in her and through her. The gate. And how strong that body is. How brave Mary is at the foot of the cross and in every need. Her foot, her heel crushes Satan's head. In this Easter season, in this month of May, we are reminded that now, like the apostles, we are his body. And Jesus wants to form himself more and more in us. And that formation moves us from fear to trust, from despair to hope, from our selfishness to authentic love. And his body brings healing to every wound. His body makes us free. His body makes us faithful, available, and true. And so, as we celebrate this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us invoke the brave shepherd and let us pray together. Jesus, you are the brave shepherd. You are the gate, opening and closing with freedom, love, and joy. make us brave. Form yourself in us for others and for your glory, that we may have life now in abundance. God bless you.